In front of number 6, Rue de Fleurus, Luke had searched his memory for a sense of his brother, and had felt only fear of Danny's temper. How had his brother come, after fleeing Israel as a state traitor, to live in the quiet, luxurious streets of the 6th arrondissement? And what would be his reaction when Luke showed up? His heart had faltered, and for the first time in 4 years, Luke felt the desire to smoke. It had also been that long since he had been in Paris. No one in the world knew he was here. Dove, Yerushalmi, all assumed him to be back in New York, and his few friends in that city had no idea where he was. For a moment, Luke felt an acute sense of how utterly without ties he was. A lone man in a foreign city, without a country, and connected to no one in this world. How enviable he once would have thought such freedom to be. What had seemed so strange, so frightening, finding his brother, suddenly became easier than allowing his life to remain as it had been for a single second longer. Luke felt a nervousness that was, he imagined, what actors felt before a performance. Thinking to compose himself before facing his brother, he went into the café next door. And there, something very strange had taken place. Inside, a barman stood behind the curving zinc counter. At a table in the back, a girl was standing, as if to greet him. He glanced at her face, and she sat down again. When the barman called out a greeting, Luke paused and looked back at the door in expectation of an answer. There was none. Feeling confused, he turned to the barman, who addressed himself unmistakably to him.
Eh, monsieur est enfin de retour.
Pardon?
Homme again, he said, extending a soft dishwasher's hand. Tout va bien? I just saw la belle Nicole going up with the groceries. Putain, she'll be surprised to see you.
Confused, Luke felt that he should say something, and found himself responding with the barman's same familiarity. And you, how are you doing?
Eh, ça va, quoi?
The barman replied, retreating a step toward a newly arrived customer.
Allez.